do. There's a Rashba on the Ma'am of Kovas and Brochus that you're dying of a base.
And it's interesting. Many of you, I saw someone had the wisdom of Xeroxing, for those who don't have. The Rashba is as follows. Kotsi was showing with the two Lashonas why it's utter to do mitzvahs during the period of which we call Aninus. And he has a remarkable conclusion. We call Makom Nira. Command the mission Kvoto shall make. But the Kotani Bebraitha, the Shabbat Mesa, the Ochot Bosa, the Shosu Yahim, the Mavarech, the Mizame. The Imish Mashiach and Alatrum, Litzer, Kedar, Shem, and Potem, and Tia Shofa. Ubehed the Kotani Bebraitha, the Mavarech, the Shosu, the Mishum, Kvoto shall make. What does he say? The Brisa says the Shabbat Mesa of the Ochel Bos of Ashol Siyayin with Varach and Masami with no ands, ifs, or buts. If we take into account the consideration of Machshich and Alatchum, which was remember brought into the discussion by the Mandeoma who held Yisrael Masol to defend himself in the Brisa Potem Mitzki Ashofen, introduced the concept of Machshich and Alatchum. If so, the Rashba seems to be saying, the Brisa should not have been so sane. Chayev and Mitzvahs and Shabbos should have said, but it's an exception. The very last 10 minutes is Machshich Alatchum. So therefore, what the Rashba seems to be saying is this punkt verkehrt, that the last 10 minutes of the day, like this, if a person is not taking care of Tzorchei HaMeis, so what's his halachic status? If you hold Yisrael Naso, as Yushami in fact says, Kimishu Nosei Naso. What does that mean? That the burden is considered to be upon him because of the possibility that he has to take care of Tzorchei HaMeis. He exercises the option not to take care of this. So what? Doesn't make a difference. The mastery is on him. And if he decides not to do it, doesn't make a difference. If the Yisrael the Mitzvahs exist in the last 10 minutes. But the old Kvod HaShomeis comes down out of the Maskana, Pumf HaKeret. It's the same as I explained to you last week. It's right with the Gaval the Gerai to what I said. So although the beginning of the Gemara thought that Kvod HaShomeis is the Tzvara, which would in fact after mitzvahs the Shabbos, now it turns into flip side, as the Rashba says. If you hold Kvod HaShomeis, to the contrary, if you are Chayv Mitzvah Shabbos, the entire Shabbos, from the beginning to the end, that's the Stam Brisa in the Rishalmi of Chayv the Mitzvahs. You'll ask what changed. But as I explained to you, Kvod HaShomeis even assuming it means, as the Rashba seems to assume, like what we call the Levush Shabbos, that it means that it's not right for you to ignore the maize and take care of your own mitzvahs, including whatever mitzvahs you want to do. It's not right. Oh, but on Shabbos, that's a push. I hope you saw the advices in the Gro. A person is supposed to concentrate on Shabbos. So the fact that you're focusing on Shabbos straight up until Tezuk HaKavim, and you're not going to take advantage of cutting corners and doing Mashach HaLachum, that's not considered a bizarre in the Kavod HaMeis. And therefore, if you hold the Stam Brisa, which says it's Chayav and Mitzvah, it implies to the contrary, you Chayav the whole Shabbos straight from the beginning to the end, because we are going with Kvod HaShomeis, as opposed to Yisrael Masol. What do you do? Potem Mitzki HaShofer. What do you do? Potem Mitzki HaShofer. So the Chayav can say it like this. Potem Mitzki HaShofer, as the Potem Mitzki HaShofer, so the day which held Yisrael Masol explained, Machshich HaLatchum, tells you that the possibility of being Machshich HaLatchum explains why it's part of the author to do mitzvahs in the last 10 minutes. You have a responsibility, the burden's on your shoulders. I think Pshat, so Kvod HaShomeis, the last 10 minutes, part of Mitzvah HaShomeis, I think you have to say Pshat, the Maskonah to Rajva, it's talking about a fellow who's actually being Machshich HaLatchum. He has two options. He can be Machshich, he can sit at home till taste. If he's Machshich, he'll be part of Mitzvah HaShofer because he's actually doing something which he's allowed to do to take care of his Tzorchei HaMeis. But if he should decide to be a Machshich and cover Shabbos and to stay home, then he would be Chayiv L'Chora the entire Shabbos. And that's the Stam Brisa that he's Chayiv the entire Shabbos. That's why I wanted to read the Rashba. I think it fits into what we said earlier. Now this is just a bonus. When I assigned you the Rashba, that wasn't my main focus. It's just I think it's a bonus that we got from the Rashba. I really wanted primarily the second part, which is the next line. Umiu bachilas boshes tias yayin nireh shem yesh mitzvisim asol nireh shum mutter sheena lekadesh lo yimashik achar yachilas tias leitas lekruas mesa. In other words, the whole price of the Yerushalmi in 2 days is only talking about mitzvahs. When it comes to boshes yayin, it's clear yesh mitzvisim asol mutter lo boshes yayin. Vechein eidu aben etam shem esachosav adiyu biyacheres achar boshes v'shos yayin. But what? He wouldn't do mitzvah. That's the Rashi's verse that happened in my Rebbe Natan. He would not do mitzvah. Why would he not do mitzvah? He would not do mitzvah because of Kvodo Shemesh. And what does Kvodo Shemesh mean? The Levush side. He can't do it. He can't lift a finger. Kvodo Shemesh should be Choleid Menivol. I Shabbos? No. The Maskana, he said that Shabbos is such a holy day, should be completely focused on Shabbos and not be Choleid Menivol. All this emerges, I think, from a careful reading of the Rashi. Cain, Hoya, Nirali. Okay, let's now go to, this is let's now go to where we left off on Friday Shir. I want to read with you something from the Chidushim of Biurim, Rephraim Dama Magolius, which relates to what we spoke about last week. Can there be a hiatus, a gap, between Ani, what we call Aninas and Avelus? That's an interesting discussion. In the back of the regular Shulchan Aruch, they have what they call Chidushim of Biurim, the Agraz, the Rephraim Zalman, Magolius. And in Chav Zayin, he says the following. So they start throwing the dirt on the coffin. Takes them, no, 20 minutes, so I finished they're filling in the dirt. So in that 20 minutes, you don't have a Venus, and you don't have an Evis. That means what can you do? You can say Kriyas Shema and Daven, even though you don't have to take off your shoes. It's living a kind of a charmed life. He quotes over here that the Magen Avraham says on Siman Ayin Aleph. Okay, and he quotes the Ma'aril. And the Mama Mordechai asks the Kasha, Kevin, then Avedus Maslash Achak Simus HaKever, Mashvash Ad Ha'i Shait Ha'yesod Din Onei, V'yotel V'yotel V'yayin, That's exactly what the Ma'amar Mordechai says. Mishalmitzi b'kosef. No, shekhan is bored. L'ponim bottle din aninus. Afa pisha dayan lo chalaminus. What's the lama? The mitzaru the katoshim. Hamavul if there's ever tzarachim b'zem. The possibility exists. That's neither here nor there. We spoke about it by Rikus, and he suggests the maskana that the possibility does exist. I still don't understand, frankly, what Shmuel Ben Avraham. Rather, it could exist, but why does it exist in this case? Why should the Aninus be terminated as soon as a little bit of dirt is thrown on top of the coffin? You haven't finished the Kfur yet. Who can you start it before? I don't understand. It's a Kshalatva, yes? What do you mean? Add more dirt. What are you talking about? It takes 20 minutes to do a Kfur. You have to do a Kfur. It takes a lot of shoveling to do. Yeah? Very good. The Iker it is, but the tough is pretty significant too. So he said that should be enough to make him into an Aninus. I think that's what we generally assume against the Magen Avraham. I don't know. Anyone have a shot? Forget about the possibility exists and not exists in people. Why should it be so? I say I was home for Shabbat. I forgot to look up the Maril. I had in mind a lot of other things were going on. So I have. We have a Maril here on camp? I don't even know if we have a Maril. I'm just sure. I think it's in the Maril. We'll look it up later. I think it's in the Anhozes Maril. So usually Maril means. Okay. If someone can find what the word Maril is, will be appreciated. All right. That's this Nakuda. Now, let us continue, please. We mentioned just on Friday again the distinction between. The maze, remember that we had the challenge we thought was correct in the Ramos of Gimel. After the whole detective story, I saw some of you looking up in the different story from back and forth five times. So we thought that maybe the challenge is correct, that the maze comes with Melka Macha to you, as per similar to the Rabbeinu Yonah traveled in Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a 2-day trip, so you're not considered to be in the category of an owner. So the very song correctly points out, that there's nothing to do. Because you have things to take care of, mamish, you have to go buy a grave, right? You have to find something, whatever you have to do, then you're an owner immediately. I think it's a dumber portion. And what's the idea of 2 days? So the Rebbe says 2 days means an overnight stay. So he says, what, 2 days? It's the Icarus Talmud, you have to stay overnight. So that's an interesting thing. Today, people travel straight through the night. Straight through, you know, planes and trains, and everyone's traveling straight through the night. I don't know how you measure these things. And nowadays, you can travel the whole world in a day on an airplane. No, but what you can travel on an airplane, but no planes are flying, they're scheduled. I don't know how you figure all these things out in the Matthias of today. I'm not exactly sure. Generally speaking, we assume if a person goes with a company's a mace to Eretz Yisrael, right? So the plane leaves, I don't know, at night and arrives the next day, we assume that the person accompanying them in the plane has the status of Anina straight through. Even though obviously you can't do anything for that period of time. The mace is in the cargo section and the person's in the passenger section. The general assumption is that Anina is continuing. Of course, it goes back to what we spoke about earlier. The chesed is supposed to follow. And we might extrapolate from this shot, which is the pashtus in the Shema, to the case which we spoke about earlier, Malavim Esameis, that maybe there's a tremendous gap. What happened? It was a 2 week trip. In the old days, they had to go on boats. 2 weeks to go from New York to Tel Aviv. Let's say the person gave a tavoy, wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Put him on a boat for 2 weeks. And then the son, the brother, accompanies the mace. Wait, he's not going to die for 2 weeks? He's going to say, that's for 2 weeks from now. Joke, can't be that way. So presumably the same idea would apply over this kind of 2 day, the reasonable theory. It's reasonable. Less than 2 days, however you define it. So the minig is, at least, when you're going across the ocean, it takes 11 hours to fly to Eretz Yisrael. That's not too long of a period of time. It should be considered like 2 days or more. And then it continues. If it would be a boat, it's 2 weeks. I presume the post can help then. And when people go by boat, wasn't that long ago? Well, how long ago? It was 40 years ago. But many of you went by boat to Eretz Yisrael. I presume it could be even made someone who was taken by boat. I would have to imagine that during that 2 weeks, you would kind of miss this. Came nearly. Okay. Narabosai. What happens? Another group discusses the following case. The Shilton, the government, says no burial for 48 hours. No burial. In Switzerland, I think it may still be the rule. Anybody ever come from Switzerland here? I think it's maybe true to this day. Because they're afraid of false death. You know, they got it wrong. The 48 hours probably got it right. So, someone once made a mistake. I don't know what. They're all banging on the tether. Get me out of here. So they made it. I'm not kidding. Some people told me they had these things in certain parts of Europe. I think it may still exist in Switzerland. I'd like to see how many relatives there. I'm curious. What's going on? That's what I was told once. Maybe they finally can't throw the light, but maybe not. So the Nodeh Behuda says you're considered to be an Onein because you're busy with Takrichi and you're busy with Nisorim, means the planks for the coffin. You're busy hiring Safdonim. To get all the people to come to the Levaya. That's the case of the Divrei Sofer, of course, which is called an Ayin Aleph of the Nodeh Behuda. That seems to be applying, as we said, on Friday, to our situations as well. You give over the Chevra Kaddish. Oh, we don't do Tachrichim, we don't do the sermon. Well, they have that, they take care of that. But the Safdonim and the people that come to the Levaya, all the phone calls, etc., as I said on Friday, this would be another reason, that's the reason, actually, why Anina still applies in that kind of a case. So the Nodeh Behuda, there's other reasons we weren't so excited with after our whole analysis of what I got Maimini meant and what the Rabbeinu Yonah meant. It just didn't come out like the Nodeh Behuda. But here, in this Nakuda, the Nodeh Behuda seems to be correct, and that's why the bottom line we said on Friday is there's so many telephones, etc. They mentioned the Chachmas Torah, who was arguing, who was complaining, was referring to a case where there was no Hespedim on that day. Okay, this is what he spoke about. Now, let's go on. Rabbi Sad. In Sifhei, Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei, this is the important Sif. We've spoken about it before, but let's see it again. Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei. Called Man, so Nikra Ameis, and a Cholos Minav, the Sango, then as Yachai, but Tifa Sarosh, and Tifa Mita, I will also Leshev, Alisha, and Algabi Mita, Afilu Kifuya. You have to sit on the ground. The Siram Bant is based upon the Mesef, the Smokas. In fact, the Bureau Halacha, we don't do it anymore. We just don't do it anymore. How come it's not done? Why don't we do it? You see people do it? I've never seen people do it. I just haven't seen it. Why don't we do it? No, it's a Psalm Halodavo. We just don't do it. It could be that although the Sefer Shmacha says the Rabban quotes it and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the minhag is not to follow the Shita of Rishonim. Why? Because the impression of the Shas Bavli is against. Why? Eino Meisa V'Ochel. What's the impression? Eino Meisa V'Ochel. Oh, that's not. You're not Meisa V'Ochel. But to sit in a regular chair, you can. Only you cannot sit on your regular chair and your regular when you're eating. But stop to sit on a chair in general would be permissible. Could be that Shas Bavli is mashma against the Masechus Shlomo. There are a few other places where the Beit Yosef says, and says this is Masechus Shlomo, they know called Sarko, it says. And the Beit Yosef says, we don't follow that way, because the Shas Bavli is mashma faker. This could be another example of quanta aminik, although it is against the din beforeish in the Shulchan Aruch l'chora. The Gesher HaKayim were too weak. They're too weak to sit on the floor and sleep on the floor. You know, here in camp, we won't learn how to speak on the records. But even though to whatever, they always mattresses. Sounds like you need mamish on the floor. So because a mattress might be somewhat equivalent to mitzvah kfuya a little bit. So anyway, for whatever reason, the minhag is not that way. Okay, I want to read you a Ramban in page Ayin Gimel. Of the sort. I should look in. We'll read it together. Okay, page Ayin Gimel. Again on the Mount of Kermit. Ayin Gimel. The Ramasul Uli Indian. Whoever has it, if you have the green edition, I think it also has it. So they found it. The Uli Indian. Yes, I'm not going to find it. Talks here about the Machlokas. In the Gemara, you know, let's open the Gemara first. Gemara, sorry. We always start out. It's important that we have the Gemara open. Just because someone walks in the middle, I mean, let's have the Gemara open in this case. All right, everybody, it's called Gimel Amud Beis. Same sugya, we still haven't moved from this sugya. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, it's on Shabbos, Echaya, Bekrishma, Betrila, Betrila, Kometzim, Zantara. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, two different gears. Rabbi Gamliel and Tzadis of Shimei Gamliel. Mitoch shen eskaya ve'el and eskaya ve'kula. Rabbi Yochanan, Tash mishamita yika benayu. Alright? Tash mishamita yika benayu. It's this individual, the same which we call Anina, it's on Shabbos, is Tash mish Osir or is Tash mish Mutter. That's the Shaila. Okay, I both say? So this is a machlok as ha-tanoi. Oh, good idea. Everyone should get your Ramban. Good idea. Everyone should look inside the Ramban. So now we have this Machlokas, the Ramban established. He quotes the Machlokas, and he paskins, Halach Katana Kama the Oster. Rashbag is wrong. Let's say Halach the Ramaker, but Ovel? No. Mesa Mutal the Fun of Ain of the Clown. The Chmir is the Fun of Shemes the Fun of, don't say, but what we call Aninas, you don't say Halach the Ramaker, but Ovel. Fine. Good. Eyes against the Gemara in Ksubis. Ksubis is going to be the next topic. Available for Chosin Kalas, all about that Gemara in Ksubis. We're going to preview over here. What does it say? We made some Mishal Chosin, Mishal Kala, Machnis, and Mishal Cheder. Chosin Kala, Kupa, Bol, Vim, Mishal Parish. But no, I should have seen Mishal, and I should have seen Mishal. But Chol Elsa, and I am who Yashin, and I should have seen Mishal, and I should have seen Yichud. As opposed to regular Avelus, my timer. Avelus Alma Kamile. Avera Tocha came and Akilu Berabbanan Kilei were afraid to be Mekel because there was already another cooler. My Kilusa, this is the Gemara of Dalin on the base in Tzibis. Ilei was the Kartani Baldus Mitzul Poresh. That's the cooler they're allowed to be. No, Hosam Mishum Da Kachilu Chayal Alei Avelus. Whoa, Alma Mishum Mesa Mutl Lefanav Akilu Bechol Mutl Betasa Shamita Vav Kilusa. Here's the right to the Ritz Geyer. The Ritz Geyer says that if Tashmi Shavit is mutter for an honor, so before she comes on Sibbis, you can't believe it, but the Ritz Geyer says so. Gedolia, it's going to be one of the all-time Gedolas. Va'od, a little typo here. It's not Va'od, but Va'od. Okay? This second question requires a very careful read. What I'd like to do, you know what? Let me skip it for the moment, because I'll come back to it. I'll come back to this. Let's skip this sentence. Just skip these, it's a little less than three lines. Hayilo kasha midi. The question, no question. Why? Tochi amina. Avelus ta'ocha bi'idna di'akati lochala ale avelus Who da kilu be rabbana? Not that there's no kula. About there is a kula, but the kula is only what we call aninus. Okay, the kula is not available proper. The kula is an aninus. So therefore, people not going to be mezal don't have available proper. The apa feed the remark of Machir also of the Shamash that she gave me back here. I'll just get kuros. Oh, kani tiru. I will be shechol of avelos. Lo akiluba. Who mishim kilusa the kame simas golel. Lo asa the zulzule of avelos ikka shiva. So the only may avelos with simas golel vele chamur mein. He mishim meis the mutal the fana b'chol dinayem. Who mi kilsa the chamur to lo gamba inch. Bamba. So the bar, we're back to where we were last week. Pilis Loim! Rambavi understood, held like the Gaonim, that Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa, and Shiv is the Rabbanan. So therefore, kind of the other way around. What's he saying over here? What's the Ramban talking about? If you ask the Talmud Chacham, who learns the Ramban, and say, what's the most serious day of Avelis of the Shiv according to the Ramban? He'll tell you right away, the first day. Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa. The Chalbi Chadasayom, Aninus, the whole business with the Rif, etc., with the Gaon, and the whole story. What's he saying over here now, Faker? That Shiva, the sixth day of Shiva, is more cover than the time of Aninus. Pum Faker! That's a tremendous kasha. So Tani has his new Haoros today. And she wants to say that all my Pulpulim are Lashon, off and north. He says, as follows, I'm working on an assumption all along that the Ramban holds like the Gaon, which she usually does. That Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa, and against the Rambam that starts by the Kvura, starts really right away, except that this guy makes him sudden, as we explained at such length, and we spoke about it by Richas last week. But Tane has what he called a heretical suggestion. You won't hang him for this. At the end of this lengthy discussion, the Rambam writes as follows, Ad kane siga datenu the taret divri agonim ulamed aleim skut. Tani said, woo! So Lima's close. But the Ramban himself is never saying to us clearly that he's paskin like he's going. Maybe paskins, I don't know, doesn't tell us. Maybe like the Rambam, or maybe, believe it or not, even like the Balei HaTosfos. Because he quotes them both earlier. He quotes the long tefillah from the Riyah Zaken, didn't say boo. That's the whole discussion we had last week. How can he do that? And on page Kuf, so it wasn't another Marma Thomas. Kuf, Ayin, Zayin, I think it was. He quotes the Rambam and doesn't argue with him. He quotes the Rambam that, you know, it's not Kalan to left of the Kvura. And then he says, Va'anokon Oz Lomar. There's another way to say Pshat in the story of David HaMelech, for example. Shein HaMelech Rasha, the novel after the Mehevlo, or Zuama, that's Anokon Oz Lomar. That corresponds to what we call the Lima Tzchut at the end. Maybe the Ramban himself, maybe, this is Tani's heresy, maybe really holds like the Rambam, that nothing happens until the Kvura. And now it fits very well. This, we did not discuss before Tani, but it fits even very, very well with this Ramban and Tejayan Gimel, who solve all the world's problems. This faith and I hope my kasha doesn't begin. I was just so convinced that the Ramban really held like the Gaon, and that was based on all my questions. Yes, Ali. Oh, you're so smart that it was ha beer by day, has to show him. But the problem is, here's another problem again, that's the same change. The Ramban himself asks the kasha and says, Reish, you say go over to Gimel, it's on your yellow sheet. How can we allow bald business to perish? What is the answer? Also, I say the Yos Mitzvah, and it's also the Yasei the right of what? Of Avim. That's what he says. But if you're right, Elliot, that the person died by day and the beer is the next night, nothing to talk about. The Rosh gives you a terror. The Rosh here in my cousin, on the Mamma cousin, is the first Mamma cousin, gives you a terror. That's all business is a night, and I need to sign the Rabbon. That's the Rosh does. But Ramban didn't hold that way. Why not? I guess he'd say, Hakka the Maskin, the person died at night. He died right after, you know, he died right after it got dark, and then the wedding was scheduled for later. So he pulled off, he used to bury at night, and would hold off the Levi until the next morning. And it's all business for that night. That's for the first day. The Yom Yisrael Kavura. That's that day. The Divrei Tzav wants to suggest a Chiddush Neiro, which I don't accept, that maybe Halayel Holach Achar Hayom. Yes, it's Kashi. It shouldn't end days. I don't believe it for a minute, because the Rift is the Fayez Fakir. That's the Adinus Lamed Dera Bonam. That's the whole Rift. That's the whole discussion over here. And Agamash Lo Kalacha, that's Kitzah. You're raising a good point. The Rosh says like you, but the Ramban is to go against you. Yeah. Could be, okay. It's a possibility. I don't know how long they could wait, not wait. It just depends when he died. It's an unknown. Rosh said it, Rabban, for whatever reason, didn't say it. Oh, didn't say it. Okay, so if Tani is right, then of course, I guess there's nothing to talk about. If he's right, nothing to talk about. You just have two, in a second, you have two parallel streams in the Ramban. One like the Ramban. Let's see if three parallel streams. Ramban never took a stand. He has the Riyaz Dokin, who presumably holds an availability to Rabbona. Then he has the Ramban. Then he has the Golden. And he never really takes a stand. So if he doesn't really take a stand, so you got to go, are all serious? There's no serious. It's just every place is going to a different sheet. It doesn't strike me as being so captivating this shot, but maybe. I don't want to rule it out. Okay, but assuming that my original shot, that the Ramban's heart lies, as it often and usually does, with the Golden. He's a Golden man. And the Golden are right, and the Riff is right, and the Ezekiel is all right, and it starts from the Misa before the Kfura, except Iskenes and Sudden. What in the world do you do with page I and Gimel? What do you do with page I and Gimel? Till they floor him, no? Backwards. Mamish backwards. Backwards. So I have a terror. Again, you probably laugh. But I'll tell you anyway. Step by side. The Gemara Ksubas Avdalit is talking about human psychology. That people are going to make mistakes. There's one cooler. They'll opt for a different cooler. Right? That's what the Torah is discussing there. It's a human psychology. The average human being, I'm sorry to say, is not a big time of company. Right? Present company excluded. Everybody had Baruch Hashem. But the average human being is not sitting here in this marriage. That's a big time of company. And even our bonus sometimes are not so attuned to this. You know, I was trained by the Rav and other. The first question I anybody asked is the Daraisa the Rabbana. Rav Shekhoshita once told me a story. There was a Dayan who lived in Washington Heights, and the Rav Shekh was very young, and he was a young, newly married, and lived in the Heights. He was talking and learning with this other person who was not trained by the Lithuanian school. And every time he asked, tell Rav Shekh, was it a Daraisa or a Rabbana? After he said, I mean, he can't exactly. What did you say the Daraisa or a Rabbana for? Just the person did. What? Well, I said, who cares? We can't tell it, but who cares? Our whole learning is based on something the Daraisa or a Rabbana. But the average balabas doesn't know the difference, and even certain rabbanim don't go without mahalak. I understand. Here's the pshat. The average balabas knows only one thing. One, Nista Magolel, everything is up. Before Nista Magolel, this is your heterim. I can wear shoes, and I don't have a tefillin sarosh, so it's clear tanita. So in the average balabas' mind, before the kvura is more cow than afterwards. I'll tell you, and before the Kfura, maybe even after the Kfura the first day, your Kfura, the rice are floating around. And after the second day, till the seventh day, is only the Rabban, that's the Talmud Chacham, the sophisticated person. But the average Balabas doesn't know from all these things. And therefore, he'll be Makel in this fashion. He'll say, if they're Makel in that Balas, you can lead to an additional Kula. If they're Makel, they gave you a break. Everyone knows that you need more Kal than a Balas. For the average Balabas. Okay, it's a balabat, it's a terrorist. But you need a balabat, it's a terrorist, it's a balabat, it's a gemara. They don't want to dance balabat. And I think it fits, you know, it fits because they're min bimino. So I think it's a possible terrorist for this kash. I do confess, though, that the lashon of the Ramban did throw me, and as a matter of fact, this is what led the different sources to his conclusion. The Ramban says, So the very Sof said, whoa, they did him. At the Ramban, he holds it all the right, but so the Kfur is the Fakeah, and after the Kfur is the Veil is straight. That was the whole thing we spoke about last week. What Akiva said, and my whole shtickle terror was all wrong. It was based upon this language in the Ramban, page I and Gimel. So again, once again, I'm going to be Balabakish and say that yes, true, that the Ramban used the expression of the Fakeach, and Bukhari didn't really have to. He should have said there's Avelis proper, because Avelis Daraisa exists, like Avelis Daraisa exists. But what will happen in the Solomon case? You know, there can be easily cases in which the person dies in the afternoon, and the Kfura could be later night or the next morning even, things of this nature. that there would be no Avelis no Arise in this kind of a case. So the question becomes, is no Avelis Arise that kind of a case, so why is it also that night? What happened? Why also the Shamash that night? Let it be a, we'll call a hiatus. There's no Avelis Arise. If a person died in the late afternoon, the four in the morning, my simple Yom in America, so that night should be Mutter, says Rabbi, no. Etc. If it happens to still be the same day as the Nisab, then it really will be Nisab Darais. But that doesn't encompass all the cases. The Rambam is trying to save time. Yes, Balabatish, he's trying to find a case. For a reason which encompasses all the cases. So the reason which encompasses all the cases is Lifatech, let's get ready. That's going to always take care of the issue. Once again, I wanted to say a potential shot in this. In this Rambam. Oh, Narabosa. I want to go back to a few other Ha'aris in this page. You got my main thrust. That's my main thrust of the main Nakuda here in the Rambam. But I want to discuss a few more Ha'aris. Number one, Rabosa. What's that sentence that we skipped? Let's read it again. Let's read it the first time. I haven't read it yet together. This is a very complicated sentence. You have to keep track of which way you're going, this way and this way. It goes back. It's arguing. I hit in a hair. I get dizzy reading the sentence. So let's read it together. And see if, I have a shot. Some of you think I'm right. If you have a different shot, I'll be happy to accept. Vaod. Okay, let's see. Vaod. Vadai. The Hosom. The Cholu. The Akati. Lochal. Le Simcha. The Chupa. Shemei Tovis. Okay. Clear. Father died. And the chuppah hasn't started yet. Look at this next line. V'lo otzi eshe diyachid ta'ashta v'dachi eshe d'mei ikara. Let's not look at the bottom. Let's go straight. We don't mention what means what so far. Now here's the tricky part. V'im tomar shechala alav simcha shechnisu l'chuppah homei mekomar or karminan da'afilu b'shabes osu b'tashmash amita ketana kama. What is he drawing? What is he saying over here? What's he saying? This is what I think he means. Earlier the Rambam passed the Tanakhama that Tashmish is also by an Onan Bishab. So the Rambam in this last means blind is as follows. Lo Osi Eshe Diyochi is a hashtag from the bottom footnote of Rabbi Shavel. He says as follows. Lo Osi Avelos Diyochi, excuse me, Eshe Diyochi is Avel on Eshe Dimekara, which is Simcha. I was on the jack of the reverse. That's how I learned. I learned Akati Lochale Simcha the Kuluk Shemekavit. La'asi Eshe Diyachid, which means Simcha's Kuluk of this private person, the Ashta, but Daki Eshe Dimekara of the Avelos, which began earlier. Again, I'm a Sushi Tati. Rabat Meshite that Avelos, the Raisa begins already when? Begins already Bishat Misa. So the Avelos already be the Raisa began. And the Gemara in Yudal, that's, I guess, sort of Salah Gemara, talks about Yochid versus Rabim, but if it's Yochid versus Yochid, then whichever came first wins. And which came first? The Avelos came first. The person died, the relative died before the father died, before the chuppah took place. He wants to know how they matter anything. But he is. And if you'll say that somehow or other, he doesn't explain why, but somehow or other you'll argue that Simcha's Kuppah has the ability to be chal, even though it came late in the game, after what? After the Avela started. So what? So what, yes? We passed him before that Tanakhama. Now, Fila Bishabas, also the Tanakh Shamita Tanakhama. So, how can I pass that Tanakhama? But over here I have a case where we're saying that somehow the din of a chosin was effective upon him. That's Matta Tashma Shamita. Why? Is it no worse than Shabbos Kodesh proper? Shabbos Kodesh, we pass my Tanakhama, that he's also B'tash Mishamita. That's what's bothering him. What is the answer? Ahilo Kashamidi? No! There is a Kilusa over here. And tonight, somebody who has no Kilusa whatsoever. Once he comes to the conclusion that there is a Kilusa, but the Kilusa is not here, it's all Kashas fall off. That's why I understand this Hemshif. With all due respect, I think that's the Pshat is the opposite of Rabbi Shavel. I can't tell you. In the Shiva Nisari Lachamisa, I guess, like we saw the Russian Mesechta Moed Kotten. But what can I do? I went to start the other way around. Someone has a proof one way or the other, please let me know. That's number one. Number two, look at this lashon here in the Ramban. Look at this lashon in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Oh, not here. I'm making a mistake. Reish Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, that was because. Please turn for a minute over the Ramban to Reish Yud Gimel. A couple of additional horrors. You've been here before. It's like a gold mine. Every line here, there's a mamashik in the mine gold from every line. Look what he says over here. The Ramban says, Umipnei, the fifth line, page Reish Yud Gimel. Umipnei shutar b'kuras ames v'ein libo ba'avelus lomanu shiva v'shloshim ela mishas tima tagol. He's saying that goal number right, that this michiyah d'raisa exists when? From shas misa, so why don't you count shiva from the misa? Ein shutar b'kuras ames v'ein libo ba'avelus. V'odiyed, second nekuda, let's discuss both of them. Each one is very, is a gold mine. The first one, the Chor derives to what the Rav, the Chor of the Rochas Epshat and Avelis, is being a key in belief. The opening line, and we said this man last week, we spoke about the steer between Avelis and Yonder. So the Rav asked, what? You can find a way. There's no action which is going to come. You can find a way how to finesse it. You'll do this. You'll be able to somehow get Kiva Velas and Yonstav. You can finesse it. He said, no. The real steer is in the lake. Because it's the Machta Bechagecha. It's Simchas Aleif. Yes. Simchas Aleif is aroused by various actions. Needs, wine, fancy clothes. Whatever kind of things that the Mars is talking about, what arouses Simcha, but the toil, but through the Simcha Taleis. And in the heart, in the human heart, the Simcha Taleis of Yontif and the Avela Shibaleis, we just saw the word Leis here in the Ramban, are a part of the Tashi. That you can't have it. The human heart is only that big. Can't hold Avela and Simcha together. If it's the action, you can finesse it, you can do this, you can dray a hain on a hair, you find a way how to somehow get around the contradiction. Mr. Ramban is a shtickle araya to the Shabbat, I heard the Rav say, and it's steer between Avelis and Yontif. That's number one. Number two, the second shot is not 100% glass. Not 100% glass. I'll tell you why. It's not so. What is he saying? We can't count the Shiva before the Kavura. You know why? Because there's going to be matter certain things and then Sarkos shall make. Right? Then that same, again, the previous page, Reish Yud Beis, we spent so much time on, he throws in, Lechora, that there matter certain things even after the Kavura. Remember we saw? etc. So there's certainly that matter before, there's certainly matter even after. So there's a difference between them. Lecha'orah is only quantitative. There might be X number of things before and Y number of things after. But if it's only a quantitative distinction, hard to say that before the Kfura it can count for Shiva, and after the Kfura it can count for Shiva. It's a much more qualitative and fundamental distinction. You have to understand it in light of what he said in the previous page, but even after the Kfura, there's something, certain kinds of hetayot. That's the hour I'm making on this Ramban. Okay, Rabotai? Good. Any questions? Good. Let us continue, Rabotai. Now, in this page, Reish Yud Beis, we already pointed out before, I want to discuss it one more time, the Kavachomer. Someone came to me in the Beis Medrash this morning, they asked me this question. The Ramban has, I mentioned it before, I wanted to mention it again. Also, Brechitza V'sicha, Kavachoma me'achilas basar v'shtiyas yayin. What does that mean? How can it be? That's the chor of Shemi Moshe. No, l'chora. And even the Ramban himself said the next line, Achila called Sarkon Ami Osterolov. That's Zichor Shemi Moshe. Again, he fills himself with Cheerios. There's a box of Cheerios. That's not going to be a Varlesh, the Vichas Avelus. Cheerios. He can't even call Tok. That's Zichor the Quetzal Shemi Moshe. So what's that to do with Avelus proper? This is a serious problem. I don't have a good answer. He denies Shemi Moshe? Okay. So then if the question will become, So if he denies Shani Yemashach, why the Chilak Osor go Nami Osir Olav? Why? Abelus? Bosav Yayin, I can understand. We spoke about the other Shita, a Bosav Yayin, Erev Tishvav. Oh, he's like Erev Tishvav, they only have a Mamati of States of Shilin. Oh, so the New York Times Upshan. And the Ramban is going to say that Achilas called Sokov is a violation of Hilchos Avelus proper. As we find that Bosav Yayin is a Tudem HaTzekes, and States of Shilin is also a Tudem HaTzekes. But you shouldn't need too much. So they have to emerge. It's a little unusual. That's the chora seems to be pshat over here in this Ramban. This is a chiddush. I wouldn't say. Right. No, I have to catch it. If Moshe and Shami and Moshe, what are you bringing me? I got right from Rechit to Nesicha. It's all Shami and Moshe. So it doesn't do it Avelus, the chora. He's talking about Avelus. No, unless the whole thing is only Shami and Moshe. The Vaya and Oga, the Mitzvahs are Velas, only Shami Yimashach, he means. Is that what he means? I don't know. You could say that, you know, one way or the other. I don't know. He's looking at the Lashon. Not 100% clear. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine. I found something interesting in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, which I want to share with you. I don't subscribe necessarily to what he said. I heard the Gevaldik say, I'm not, shouldn't mistake what I'm saying. Maybe 99% is right. But it's such a big safe, but if you argue with 1%, there's a lot to argue with. I'm sure that what I write is less than 99% correct. So I'm not here, I'm here to talk about the greatness of the Mechaber, not Chalila about any inadequacy. But you know, people have rights to their own opinions in certain matters. In the Amek Dover here, and Simon Shin Mem Aleph, Sif Cotton, Tough Gimel. Okay. Towards the end. Tough Gimel. What happened over here? The Machaber said, your Osir, what did he say, Aninus? Gold when you're in Aninus, what did he say? You know, Eino Cholot Minil Vatandal, Eino Chayabat Dimas Arosh, Sifir Samita, the Machloekas Apos, Nero Chashukas, and some Sifir, the Sifir, is the Ramah or the Ramban? Well, we don't know for sure. Says the Ramah, the Eish Omen, the Osir, the Rechitza, Ticha, Tzimcha, Shev HaShalom, with the Sporos and Melocha. Six. Is that six? Rechitza, Ticha, Tzimcha, Shev HaShalom, the Sporos and Melocha. Six. Six Yisurim exist. Okay? I'm a Mutalot in the Pesach Beisah. Okay? But the other things that aren't even mentioned over here. They're not here. Not found the Perish. So the Kivega back in Sif Aleph says, you know, there are more mentioned six examples, but I'm adding something. What am I adding? I'm adding Talmud Torah. He says, okay. Finished. Also, the Divrei Torah, that before the person is buried, the relative is buried, you know how to sit and learn. Either Amor didn't mention, he didn't mention it, he was up to Kirukla, and he mentioned all of the 11. Yeah, but Divrei Torah is included. We know there are three exceptions, they're not Nitz and Nitzodin. He mentioned 63, three exceptions, that's not two things, right? There's a total of 11 things. No, so what are we missing over here, no? We're missing Talmud Torah, I think he's also missing Kibbutz, no? Am I correct? We look at the 11. Three Almosa, six Arasa. Pesach Beis is not one of the 11. We'll discuss that, of course, later. So three and six is nine, and a total of 11. There must be two missing. So I think the two missing are Talmud Torah and Kibbutz. Okay? Let's discuss Talmud Torah first. There are the key Vegas, and it's Arasa. Shine. Arasa. Says the Luke. Says the Divrei Sofrim that it's Arasa. And he says, the Mogad Avraham to the top. It's the top Kuf Mem Chesed Kotten Chesed. I think it was on the Maram Akamas. And there he asks it even on Yontif. Even on Yontif, Kavachomer Bechol. Fine. Zopzi, a McDonald with Asher Bechol for two reasons. One is Simcha, and two Shemi Yemoshe. Here's going on, such a big masvid. He opens up the Gemara. 6 hours later, you'll see him. He hasn't moved from the spot. His mom is sweating, bringing up Shat and Shvera Taisvit. You don't have to keep talking M.A.'s. So on Shabbos, it's also only because of Simcha. And on Cholos, for two reasons, he says. One because of Simcha, and one because of Shema Yimoshech. Not Kamina, he says, to be Shabbos, Mutaluva, B'dvorim, Amutarim, Lavo. B'dvorim, Aroim. Ava B'chol, Osur, Gam, B'zeh. He wants to Osur, learning Dvar Maror for an Onim. I don't believe it for a split second. And he goes further than that and says, "When I taima near a poshet she'asu likra b'sifrei chol itonim v'chayotibo." I don't believe that either, unless there are certain itonim which are also all the time. So yeah, but then an iton which is mutter, you know, I guess what the yosef, that iton is what would be mutter. What happened to Shabbat? Well, he knows when he opens the yosef until he finishes the last advertisement, he won't move. So he said he shouldn't open it because he can't tear himself away. He's so enamored of everything that goes on there. So then he can, or Sifrei Chol. Sifrei Chol, it takes, a book. The World War II by Winston Churchill. A kosher book, 600 pages. And he won't put it down until he finishes. So he shouldn't do that if he's in Aninus because he just goes to blow the Torah Chemes. He'll be out of commission for 10 hours if he reads through it quickly. So then he can't do it. I see you're masking to that. But he picks up a book, won't let people leave a page and put it down. And a paper takes a second. So how can you say that it's also completely? I don't accept that. I don't think it's correct. And the same with Dvar Maroyim. What do you think? You go into a base on owner. What do you think they're doing if they're doing the right thing? What are they doing? They're learning the Gesher HaChaim. Or they're learning the Yisodei Smachas or the Oskol. So according to him, you ever see the Oskol? What's an Oskol here? How many pages is that? Big, fat book. 700 pages. See, right? What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. 485. So the guy, if he can't put down the Oskol, he's in trouble. But we assume he'll be able to put it down. He's an Oskol learning Oskol. So he can't learn the Oskol Avedos and Aninos. That's ridiculous. How many things are they? I don't agree. Yeah. They'll say, it's time now to come quick. I can make a phone call about it. Sorry, I've been with the Oskol. I'm a shooter. So that's certainly wrong. But you can't ask it completely when there's a lull and a break in the action. I think what he should be doing is learning the art school. Whatever he's learning. The shach. Whatever he knows how to learn. Can't really. More than that, he writes over here in the end of the Divrei Sof, end of Cotton, Pei Dalet. Look what he writes, an interesting lashon over here. He writes like this. He writes, Yesh Mekomo, Shenogu Demisha Meso Aveim, Yema Ben Baruyan, the Talmud Chacham. Dorish Barabin Baoda Ona in the flood out of Emo. The Ela Ara Aminik, Kiesh Nakas Na Nefesh Hameis Shibino Dorish. You get an impression from this expression that really it's awesome. Really shouldn't be doing it. But, the Minik, we're not going to be Ma'ara because there's an upside of Nakas Ruch. What's he saying? Not only is it not awesome, it's a Mitzvah Rabbah. It's a Mitzvah Rabbah for a child with the ability to be master with a father or a mother to do it. What are you worried about? He's going to say, Talmud Torah? No, it's Talmud Torah, the Kavan Ameis. It's all the Yitzvishim Kvodosh Ameis. He's going to say a Pasuk, my father was a Tzadik. And it says, oh, it's a rule of Tzadik, Uli Yisrael, and Sim, oi, 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 Talmud Torah, oi, oi, oi. What do you mean? This is the Kvodosh Ameis. If it's Ashton, my father's a Tzadik, and Yisrael, that's the ultimate Kvodosh Ameis. You can't say that as also. I can't understand where he's coming from. You'll say, it's Simcha, Talmud Torah, Simcha? No, it's like a kind of a Dvar Maroyim again. I don't see we have to come on to these kind of the Yevet like statements. So Nigas Dai is Mitzvah Chilu. Further than that, in the Emek Davar, Os Tov Yud Gimel, something very interesting. Very interesting. He says that in the he quotes himself in the Bialacha that in Prague, the Tshuva Me'ava was the Talmud of Yudah. In Prague, the custom was when someone was in Aninus, he would take a shave. The Stater took a shave. Naninus. Either Amos says it's not allowed. Did it anyway. And he writes that the Nod of Yehuda and his Bezin were not Mocha. They were not Mocha. He doesn't like it. How can you do it? So many Poskim are answering it. So that even though Tosfos in the Rosh HaMegil, you have to be Machmer. So I thought like this. That if the Pshat in the Ramah was the Ramah going with the sheet of Avelis D'Oraisa, and Avelis D'Oraisa applies the first day even before the Kvua, what I call the Ramban and the Gaonim, then it's very difficult to be Mekel at all. After all, a Sharav D'Oraisa. But I explained to you last week that I think the Ramah is against the Ramban. Ramah passed Avelis D'Rabbanan completely. Who's he not before? But there are Ben Peres, Smak, these Baliat Tertius although they hold that Avelis is the Rabbanan, presumably, nonetheless they maintain it exists to some extent before the Kavura. Now we talk about that, the connection between Anilus and Avelis, the whole story. If that's the case, because the Rabbanan take it in, there's more grounds than you make the Malkom HaTzorah. So I tell people, they really shouldn't do it, but if Shemakom Tzorah got on the old, there's grounds to be made, although they don't have to be more firm in Riverdale than they were in Prague, and maybe they should be, but I tell them they shouldn't do it, but B'Shas HaTzchak, there are Rishonim who are Mekel in these Shabbos before the West, she just touches for a rush, and you know, we B'nai Askas often follow these Rishonim, yes. That would be the rough to talk in everyone's case, who was the person, what's the circumstance, that's I can't give generalities on that. But to know who you're dealing with. Right? You want to tell them to do it, the thing you're doing is the Iser. So if you're going to do it anyway, you have to know the circumstance. Every case is different, really. You can't generalize in this matter. The Rama also left out Iser of Kibbutz, I told you. He left it out. Some say that Kibbutz is Mutter. Left it out for a reason. And with this, the Miyashiv, an interesting thing. We'll be discussing Mr. Shem next week, in the context of Avelis and the 9 days, which next week already starts the 9 days, what about the idea not only of washing clothes, now to wear freshly washed clothes? Fresh that kind of like this. It's a custom in many places. Someone, the minute it's not like that, you don't rip kriya until later on, until the silver of the vice. If somebody's wearing, I don't know, a suit, and it's a very nice suit, or a shirt, it's a very nice shirt. And he has an old suit, an old shirt. You know, it's not so nice. If there's an old style, it's going out of style. You got to rip that one. Don't miss it, rip the one that's in style. The problem is, the one that he wants to rip was just came out of the cleaners. It was just washed. The minute it's closed, you change into the old shirt or jacket, and you rip it. Right there, how do you change the shirt and jacket? You're wearing clothes, freshly laundered clothing during Aninus. He wants the answer. No. Rambam never asked him Kibbutz. Rambam only answered six. Thomas always assumes is included for whatever reason. Maybe one more than one. But the Kibbutz is permissible. That's what some Mepharshim suggest. It's interesting, because the Paul can talk about whether the Ramban mentioned Kibbutz or not. The Ramban, did he mention it, or didn't he mention it? It goes to a discussion. Well, let's take a look and see. Did he mention it, or didn't he mention it? It's the famous Ramban on page Reshut Beis. At the beginning, you don't find the word, a word about the Kibbutz. It's not found at the beginning. The problem is, at the end, he does mention it. Tichbos is the story is simple. He does mention it. The son Achronim didn't look so far to the end. Look at the beginning. At the beginning, he only asked this. What did he ask? He didn't have a simple show. But he didn't mention Tichbos. At the end, however, he did mention it. It's hard, therefore, to say that it's really should be. But the problem is going to be Usher. If it's Usher, so why could she change a jacket or a shirt to do Kriya? So they give a different therapy, he gives a different double. You're not putting on a shirt, but I know. You throw on the garment, you're going to rip it. You're going to rip the jacket. It's not it's not included in the Yisra, the Chazal, and clothes. Oh, maybe even though. I used to quote the sum, I don't know. That to put on freshly born the garments. He's going to rip the garment. He wants to rip an old one. It shouldn't be costly. It's not to the Shah of Baltashis by Kriya. It doesn't look tomorrow. You rip more than you have to with Baltashis. So therefore, he wants to do what's right. And it's not considered work wearing for the sake of Hanoh. So, if however there are more really meant to be master kibbutz, the question of course becomes why? If so, why so? He asked Rechitza, Tzicha, Simcha, Shel, Shalom, Sparz, Dechbot, and Melacha. Why is, how is kibbutz different than all these other Isur? So he suggests it's Chutzi Gufa. In other words, Rechitza, Tzicha, Simcha, Sparz, it's all his mamash of it into his own body, whereas kibbutz is not. He wants to suggest that's why he suggests you don't need kfiyas hamishta. Ramban never explained why. He never explained why. Remember, then someone asked me this kasha last week. At the beginning, he says they were matter three things. What three? Remember the three? Enacholus minol the sandal and a matter harosh too. But a chayv kfiyas mitosa. And explain, Baila Vikilu, the boss of the Hakim, the Khalifa Sandal of Minu, but Tiva Sarosh, at this guy makes him start in Bekach. So someone asked me, Kabal, what happened to Kriya Sanita? He started with three and then there were two. So he wants to suggest the very tough because, well, that's because it's Chutz the Gufa. That's a Chiddush. We assume that this is also Kiruch, we didn't bother mentioning all three. And the reason for the Torah, because you have to, we're open to all the beds. The Gemara says, that Chavzayin, all the beds, I have to see the Gemara. And the Niri there says, you have to start Mincha Ketana, it takes so long, 2.5 hours to turn over all the beds again. It's a long process. That's the Pasha. So that's what he said. What about leaving the house? Well, most Matar Befeirish, to leave the house. Matar Befeirish. Oh. The Divrei Tzofim quotes the Smak. Why? Kitzorech lechazer achatzorechei hameis. You have to leave the house, take care of the needs of the meis. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes, to go out of the house for another reason would be prohibited. Prohibited. So the Heterim are only where it's needed. Nope. I'll go back to the others. Now, to put on a shoe, is that mutter also only when it's limit needed, or is that mutter completely? What do you say? If the kitchen is right, Pasht, that to leave the house is only mutter for Tzorach HaMeis, so one could argue to put on a shoe is also mutter only Tzorach HaMeis. So the Derech HaChaim says no. You're allowed to wear a shoe even if you don't need it to Tzorach HaMeis. How can it be? So the Beis Tzofim says, you know, they say the story about the Chofetz Chaim had a special suit for the Mashiach right by his bed, so he can jump out in a second and greet the Mashiach. You know what I'm saying? Hit two. You have to be always wearing shoes because you have to know when you never know when you have to leave. I know in my house, my kids were young, they were going without shoes. I said, okay, do me a favor, go do this, run to the door. So it takes 3 minutes to go to the shoes. I said, you should always be wearing your shoes. You never have to go out and do it, do some kind of a mitzvah. So here too, you have to wear shoes even though. You forgot already. Even though right now, he's not doing anything, you have to be on alert. You also have to be on alert. You have to be wearing the shoes. That's why he did it. Someone wants to have shot in the Derech HaKayim. One could say perhaps a slightly different twist. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz quote about the tour, he says, he's also the call chutz mi sandal. You get an impression from Rabbeinu Peretz that they would never go with him on sandal. They would never go with him, period. And I wanted to suggest that the Ramban, who also availeth his Doraisa, has to be matter the symptom. Only in the actual cases where it's a Tzorach HaMeis. Rabbeinu Peretz told the Rabbanon, hey mamru, since you have to wear shoes very frequently to take care of Tzorach HaMeis, they eliminated it completely from the Xeris Avelus. Perhaps. It's interesting. The Rabbeinu Peretz, it's quoted by Agos Maimonides, Perek Dalet, the cousin Gimel, also quotes Yitzhak Beiso. The Tzur left it out. Why the Tzur leave it out? The Pasha is because it's not one of the 11 Yitzhak Avelus. Look at the Chafalov, it's not there. That's why I left it out. And Rabbeinu Peretz put it in, the Tzur left it out. My last thing for all this thing, the idea is dicey. Bizman Azeh is a serious question. And I'll end with this. Bizman Azeh, look, what's today's date? It's Chav Tammuz. So, Mr. Shem, should have a Gula Shlema, we don't have to worry about this. But it's Chas Shalom not, on the 9th of Av, which is in less than 3 weeks from now, we are not allowed to wear shoes. So, are there people going to be walking around this place with stocking feet? Not too many people. Most are going to wear what we call sneakers. Not the new modern ones, the leather. The old style sneakers made from canvas. So that's a good question. What rights do you, and you can do very well with these sneakers. When I was your age, you had all these sneakers. Before Nike and the Kool-Aid, they had all these sneakers. So, right after we had the shoes, what do you mean? It's going to have to put on the Yom Kippur shoes, sneakers, the Tisha B'Av sneakers, and you can go out in the street. What's the heter? I thought according to Rabban, there is no heter. So according to Rabban, you have to put on these sneakers. Well, there have been a parent, we could perhaps suggest that they never answered Nal at all in Logodru. And if, even though nowadays you have an option of wearing canvas sneakers, there's no need to do so. We'll stop here and tomorrow we'll continue with these in
Yeah.